Today, we're going to continue our series of lectures on American landmarks by focusing on the Statue of Liberty. This iconic structure, which stands proudly on an island in New York Harbor, is recognized around the globe as a symbol of freedom. So, where did the statue come from? Well, it was first proposed by French historian Édouard de Laboulaye in 1865. He was eager to commemorate 100 years of American independence from British rule, as well as the friendship between France and America. Now, despite being a gift from the French people, the Statue of Liberty was actually a joint project, with the Americans responsible for constructing the enormous pedestal the statue would stand on. You might find this surprising given the statue's significance today, but it was actually very difficult to fund the project, particularly for the Americans, and the project eventually stalled. The turning point came when American publisher Joseph Pulitzer placed an advertisement in his newspaper, the New York World, calling for donations from the public. Thankfully, they responded and the project was able to proceed. Right, so in terms of the construction of the statue itself, that got underway in France in 1875 under the direction of French sculptor Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi. The outer layer of the statue was constructed using sheets of copper, which were hammered into shape by hand and assembled over a steel frame. The statue was finished in France, but in order for it to be taken across the Atlantic to New York, it had to be disassembled. The 350 individual pieces were packed into crates, which then made the long voyage across the ocean. The statue arrived in New York in 1885, but it would be another year before the pedestal was completed. You see, the financing challenges had delayed the project and had other impacts too. For instance, the architect of the pedestal, Richard Morris Hunt, had originally intended for it to be made of solid granite, but he was forced to resort to using concrete for the bulk of the structure due to budgetary constraints. Once the pedestal was finally complete, the statue was reassembled. In October 1886, more than 20 years after it was first imagined, the statue was finally unveiled to the public. Okay, I'd now like to turn to the association between the Statue of Liberty and immigration.